campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what I believe is an imperative subject for us to understand. We're talking about the fact that most of the Democrats, either openly or behind closed doors, are saying that Joe must go. Joe Biden must retire. He must be removed either willingly or unwillingly. And I'm talking about plan A, B, and C that we'll look at in a moment. But the bottom line is, Joe must go. Do you believe that Joe must go? Do you believe it would help the ticket? In fact, I had someone bring up to me just recently, ladies and gentlemen, says, okay, let's assume that Joe Biden is not the candidate. Who would be the candidate? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Then the second question that I've been asked, all right, would it be better for Donald Trump to run against Joe Biden, which has a provable, wicked, unholy, ungodly record, or would it be more difficult for Donald Trump to be elected if he's running against Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, or Hillary Clinton? Now, that's something you need to ponder. We need to consider. Are we asking for God to remove Joe Biden and put someone that would be more difficult, that would cause the potentiality of Donald Trump not being reelected? That's a horns of a dilemma for anybody as we consider it. But ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. So let's look at a little brief recap. What do we have in America as a result of the cognitively depleted Joe Biden, as the puppet Joe Biden, the puppeteer being, of course, Barack Hussein Obama? I think everybody knows that and recognizes that. Barack Hussein Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and others that are his handlers behind the closed doors. Biden has given America the highest inflation in decades. May I say to you, a gallon of gas right now is still running close to $4. If you use the higher octane gas, you're paying about $4.50 a gallon today, and most newer automobiles require that. We're looking at about $5 a gallon for a gallon of milk. We're looking at about $3 to $4 for a loaf of bread. Housing, ladies and gentlemen, the interest rate to buy a home is at record levels, and the joy of home ownership is out of reach for most Americans today. While our tax money is being spent for illegals to get food, clothing, and shelter. In fact, in some blue states and blue cities like New York and Chicago and other places, do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, through the Biden administration's funding, backdoor funding through these local, magical, making the dollar stretch, elusiveness that is their illusions that they're putting out, that they're putting the illegal invaders in 4- and 5-star hotels. You realize it's costing about $1 billion a year in New York alone to do that. And yet we find the Americans that cannot afford a home, Americans that many times you find are homeless, Americans that many times cannot have the food, clothing, and shelter and the medical care that's being given freely from taxpayer dollars for these illegals. Yes, that's as a result of the cognitively depleted puppet that's in the office today and named Joe Biden. The Biden administration openly persecutes Christians, prosecutes Christians, prosecutes anything that's morals and ethics and values. A parent that is concerned about the raw pornography being taught in the classroom, standing before a school board, now called domestic terrorist. If you own a Bible, if you own a gun, if you vote for Donald Trump, if you question anything that's taking place on the border, then you're considered a Christian nationalist, which is supposed to be a bad term. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a force that is a demonic force behind the scenes operating in full view through the Biden administration that's persecuting, prosecuting Christians and any of the political enemies as Joe Biden sees it. We have a dual system of justice in America today. Out of the thugs with badges, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, all of which, ladies and gentlemen, are simply useful idiots for the Biden administration to carry out his whims and his wishes. We're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, a system that we've not seen in America openly as we're seeing today. I've got an article that's a little frightening. It said, who raised Joe Biden to lack character and morality? This is from Mark Levine. Joe Biden lacks character. He lacks moral basis, says Mark Levine. But are you ready to, but you already knew this perhaps. What you might not know, however, is who raised our president to be this way. We're not talking about the familial lineage, though. We're talking about the people who molded him into the man we fervently pray doesn't win the second term. Joe Biden was raised essentially by the United States Senate, where it's customary to wheel and deal, propagate arguments, use rhetoric, push agendas, and lie. According to him, this job, that's to Joe Biden, this is the job of a senator. Goes on to talk about, you turn on television, you see the ads of him running for office, smearing the opponent, lying about the opponent, twisting words. You raise enough money where you really can keep your lies going. You make deals with union members in Wilmington in order to carry out the rest of the state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Levine says that Joe Biden was created by our U.S. governmental system, in specific, the U.S. Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, so we're talking about Joe must go. There are three plans that I see as I look across the scene, look at the warp and the woof that is the fabric of society today and where it's going. But I want us to talk about briefly again some of the things that we have as a result of Biden. The Biden administration openly persecutes and prosecutes Christians, openly pushes a program that undermines anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. We have witnessed the push for the sodomite LGBTQIP plus agenda today, destroying the morals and the ethics and the values, attacking our families and the faith and the freedom of our nation. In fact, it was Tony Perkins that said, Joe Biden, this administration, has done more to harm faith, family, and freedom than all other presidents combined. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a pretty powerful statement. It's a pretty heavy statement, but I believe it is absolutely a correct statement. Here's a headline, ladies and gentlemen. Leaked Democratic internal polling suggests that Biden is headed for his greatest humiliation yet. Joe Biden's debate performance last week may have been the final nail in his political coffin, this writer says. The article goes further to say, swing voters also signaled that they felt Biden was finished, suggesting by a margin of 2-1 that he should scuttle his campaign and get out of the race. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, Biden must go. There's three plans, A, B, and C, as I'm calling them, to remove Joe Biden. Here's another headline. White House staffers provide Biden. Listen to what their White House staffers are now coming out and saying to the media. White House staffers provide Joe Biden with large photos on how to walk to the podium, how to stand at the podium, what to say at the podium. This article reads, and it's dated July the 7th, White House staffers provide Joe Biden with large print and a large print and photos to show him the exact path to walk to and from to the podium during a public event, according to the new report. According to the report published by Axios News, staffers prepare Joe Biden for events by giving him verbal and visual instructions on how to walk to the podium, what he needs to say. The report, which contained images of the visuals, shows a large print with the White House logo on top, and then place a photo on the path to the podium from backstage. The large print reads, "Walk to the podium." Another print had a photo of a large text that reads, "View from the podium, view from the audience." An unnamed staffer who worked at the event in the past 18 months told the outlet, "I staffed a simple fundraiser at a public residence, but they treated it like it was a NATO summit, with his movements being controlled every step." The White House staffer noted, "It surprised me that a seasoned political pro like the president would need detailed verbal and visual instructions on how to enter the room, how to exit the room." Despite much of the legacy media denying that Biden had suffered any cognitive decline in the past months and years, much of the media has changed its tune since the disastrous first presidential debate performance by the 81-year-old president. And it goes on to talk about the fact now that several House Democrats told the Democratic leaders that Biden should end his presidential campaign for re-election during the virtual meeting on Sunday. That was this past Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, that they had a virtual meeting, and the head of their party in the U.S. House, in that telephone conference, they found that the majority of the Democrats want Joe to go. So what is your position? What are your thoughts? The New York Times says it's time for Joe to step down. Multitudes of the socialist Democrats are calling for Joe Biden to step aside. Yet Joe says that he's not stepping aside. Joe says that he's going to continue to run. Joe says that he's not going to end his campaign. Here's a headline. House Democrats called for Joe to end the re-election bid after the ABC News interview. Headline, Biden lashes out at Trump, the Supreme Court, as more Democrats say that he should withdraw. I'll look at those articles further in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts? How should they remove, the Democratic Party, how should they remove Joe Biden from his presidential candidacy as he is now running? What will stop him? What is a clear pathway for him to be derailed and removed? You may recall that 4 years ago, on this broadcast, over and over and over, I said that Joe Biden should not run for president, gave 10 reasons why. And the 10th reason in my argumental position was that Joe Biden was cognitively unable to be president. I said that 4 years ago, and I continue to say it. I said 4 years ago that Joe Biden would not be on the November 2024 ballot, and it's looking as though that may be absolutely the correct thing that will, or the right thing, the right view as to what will take place. Biden, ladies and gentlemen, I still say, will not be on the candidate list just 4 months from now. I believe that there's some things that will take place, and I believe those things that will take place is that Joe Biden will be removed. Now I want to ask you the question, and that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'd love to hear from you, our listening audience. Do you believe he will be removed, or do you believe Joe Biden will actually still be the candidate that you go to the polls, the citizens will go to the polls and vote for November the 5th? So just how will Joe be removed? How will his party remove him? They're determined. The Democratic Party and the social Marxist media, they have joined hands. The Marxist media has always been a tool of the Democratic Party. It's come to the forefront now that's very, very clear if you analyze it. The socialist Marxist media, being the tool for the Democratic Party, now are leading the leading spear out into the, if you please, the public arena for Joe Biden to be removed. Now, I believe one of three things will take place. Joe Biden could resign. Listen carefully. Joe Biden could resign. And upon his resignation, laughing Kamala would become the president. And then she could determine, or the party determine, a candidate to run with her. As I put it, Kamala would be in control. She would be the acting president. But Joe says he's not going to get out of the race. He's going to stay in the race. I'm looking at a headline, ex-Clinton advisor. That's Hillary Clinton. Ex-Clinton advisor. Comatose Joe is much better option than Kamala Harris. Many donors are skeptical of the VP's appeal should she replace Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. Joe Biden's vice president, Kamala Harris, has established a stunning record of non-accomplishments. Her speeches have been known for her word salads, sometimes even more abstract than Biden's speech, such as her observation multiple times in one paragraph that the passage of time is significant because the passage of time, as she cackling laughs, unleashed on the most inopportune times. Further, this article states, Kamala Harris is more threatening to those swing voters than a dead Joe Biden or a comatose Joe Biden. Former Clinton advisor Paul Begala says, quote, if Joe has to go, it's going to be Kamala. And if it's Kamala, it's going to be harder. End of quote. Analysis already has confirmed that Joe Biden is if Joe Biden is taken off the top of the Democratic ticket, election finances rules makes it almost impossible to transfer the tens of millions of campaign dollars to another candidate unless it would be Kamala Harris. Hear what's being said. That if Joe Biden steps aside, if they force him to retire now and just simply resign the presidency, Kamala Harris could step to the forefront. But they're saying that it would be an impossibility for those campaign millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, to go to any other candidate unless it is Kamala Harris. This article says the Washington Examiner reported, while top Democrat consultants debate the proper course of action for the party following Joe Biden's poor debate performance, many donors are skeptical if Vice President Kamala Harris has an appeal should be tapped to replace Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. So, ladies and gentlemen, plan A, if possible, remove Joe, slip Kamala Harris to the top, have someone else appointed that will run as the vice president candidate. Plan B would be just to drop Kamala, have Obama appointed, hear me, have Barack Hussein Obama appointed as VP on the November ballot. And if elected, Joe Biden then would resign or retire. Hear me, Plan B, and they've examined this, it's not just me examining it, the Democratic Party officials have examined this. Their experts behind the scenes have examined this potentiality. And they're making the mention of the possibility of having Joe Biden remain on the ticket, remove Kamala Harris, appoint her, give her a cushy job someplace that will take her focus off the presidency, and allow Barack Hussein Obama to be appointed, not elected now. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama cannot be reelected. Two terms is it constitutionally, but they've studied the 12th Amendment and the 22nd Amendment. I'll not take time to go through the analysis of it, but it's very, very clear that Barack Obama cannot be reelected as president or as vice president. But there's not one thing been said in there, according to the constitutional attorneys and whiz minds that have viewed this, and they made reports back to the Democratic Party. There's not one thing in the Amendment 12 or Amendment 22 that would prevent Barack Hussein Obama from being appointed as VP. So the thought is to let Joe remain, but to remove Kamala Harris and put Barack Hussein Obama on the ticket. That will allow Obama to become the unelected president and appoint Hillary Clinton then as VP. Hear me. This is the plan. This is one of the plans that's being viewed, analyzed, and embraced by the socialist Marxist media and the Democratic Party. Hear me. Joe Biden stays on the ticket. They find a cushy place for Kamala Harris. They put Barack Obama on the ticket as being appointed as the VP. And then if Biden is elected, then he will resign, retire, be removed. Barack Hussein Obama will bingo be president. He will appoint then Hillary Clinton as VP. Now you say, well, that's some wild way out thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, that's being discussed in the bowels of the Democratic National Committee and the group that's trying to push Joe Biden out at this very moment. I'm looking at a headline that says, Biden tells the Democrats in Congress he'll stay in the presidential race. I want you to know, this is a quote, I want you to know that despite all the speculation in the press and elsewhere, I am firmly committed to stay in this race, to running this race to the end and beating Donald J. Trump, Biden said in a letter. Dated July the 8th, President Joe Biden wrote a letter to congressional Democrats on Monday explaining that he's staying in the presidential race despite growing calls for members of his own party to drop out after the debate performance. Quote, I want you to know that despite all the speculation in the press and everywhere else, I'm firmly committed to staying in the race. I'm going to run the race to the end, and I'll beat Donald Trump, end quote. Biden posted the full letter on Twitter, on his Twitter account, and wrote, quote, it's time to come together, move forward in a unified party, and defeat Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, what I call Plan B, some of the movers and shakers within the socialist Marxist media and the Democratic Party are calling it Plan C. Listen to what it says. Biden Obama is Plan C for the ticket. Dated July the 4th, 2024, with President Joe Biden today dismissing critics of his poor debate performance with President Donald J. Trump, Plan C is being urged to help his wounded reelection efforts across the finish line first on Election Day. Advocates of Plan C say the solution to Trump's surging campaign and electoral college advantage is to simply, number one, replace Vice President Kamala Harris with former Vice President Barack Obama. A Biden-Obama ticket would have a much better chance of beating Trump. And the legal scholar, John Benhoff, a professor at Georgetown University Law School, said this, Barack Obama is probably one of the few persons whom a majority of Americans would want and trust, I must laugh, as president. So Plan C might be the least objectionable plan, the number of very unpopular and dubious options now being discussed in the Democratic Party. This writer cited analysis by the constitutional scholars dismissing concerns of the 12th and the 22nd Amendment bar from former two-term president, vice president, to the vice presidency. For example, he says, the 22nd Amendment, which is the most frequently cited to bar Barack Obama ever serving as president, again, doesn't, according to the carefully crafted and very narrowly exclusionary language, according to this law professor. And it goes on to say that it does not bar Barack Hussein Obama from being appointed. He just cannot be elected. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I personally believe that that's part of the thinking that's going to be the major, major winning thought of the Democratic Party. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question and comment, please.
You know, I find a lot of this stuff quite comical because this is self-imposed chaos that the Democratic Party has put themselves through, and they're putting the nation through. In 2016, you understand the party chose to block out Bernie Sanders. I thought Bernie Sanders was an honest candidate. You know, he's a socialist, and he's running in the party that ascribes to most of those socialist ideologies, but they blocked him in order to push Hillary Clinton, because in their mind, in their words, Hillary Clinton was the one person that could absolutely trounce Donald Trump. And you fast forward these years, and all of a sudden they block out Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and they essentially say Joseph Biden is the one guy that can absolutely trounce Donald Trump. No one else can beat him. So they have done this to themselves And now they are just about uniformly saying he is not fit for office. Now, 3 weeks ago, he was still fit for office, you know. But this week, he's not fit for... He hasn't been fit for office in 3.5 years, folks. This is crazy. Associate Attorney General said that he basically could not stand trial because he would be considered a mentally unfit but sympathetic old man. So, you know, he would never be able to stand trial because it wouldn't be a victorious case again. I mean, if a man is not fit to stand trial, he's not fit to sit in the Oval Office. He's not fit to have access to the nuclear codes. He's not fit to... This is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous time because this man that's unfit is also expected to be able to be called upon at 3 a.m. in the morning when some disaster strikes. We get the next 9/11. And by the way, folks, the next 9/11 will be on steroids, and it's coming to America from right now until January the 20th of 2025 are the most dangerous days, weeks, and months in this nation's history, I should say in my lifetime, because of the weak president that has been put on display for the entire aggressive world to see. We're in a dangerous spot. We're in a day not as believers. I think we're just getting, things aren't falling apart. They're falling into place for the return of Jesus Christ. I'm listening for the trumpet sound and expecting it any day.
As someone said, stop looking at the signs and listen for the sound. Do you have your ears tuned to hear the sound? Greg, one very quick question with a quick answer, then wrap it up. We've got about a minute and a half on the broadcast. Looking at the headline, says Blitz, B-L-I-T-Z, primary could open up Democrat race if Joe Biden drops out. They're talking about having a Blitz primary, and that is to have something that's unusual, but the Democratic Party can do it, is to have an early primary that should have been viewed as already taking place and allowed to be open for other nominees, and then they would vote on that nominee at the convention and thereby cut Biden out. Is that possible? Will that happen? And the bottom question before we close is, how should Christians respond? What should we do as Christians? Quickly.
Well, on the first note, they've already had their opportunity. The primaries have been had. The delegates are like 98% committed to, dedicated to Joseph Biden. You know, he's the victor. He's the one that they pushed. You know, RFK was blocked in the process. So guess what, folks? As a Democrat, Biden is your nominee. Now, they'll pull some shenanigans. I think it pushes us into a 1960s contested convention, crazy chaos convention, if they do what they're talking about doing, if they try to install.
So to wrap it up, Greg, because our time is up, give a word to our Christian listeners, conservatives. How should we respond quickly?
Participate in the process. Seek the best interest of the nation where the Lord has placed you. It's the greatest nation on God's green earth. And when it fails, when it falters, it's because Christians have failed in their obligation, their responsibilities as not only good Christians, but good citizens.
Amen. Greg, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.3.